Todd, welcome to the program, first of all, my friend.
Thank you, guys. Thank you. Appreciate you having me on.
Well, Jude was just going back, waxing poetically about all of your accomplishments and talking about how Todd Pletcher is the best trainer on the East Coast, maybe in the country, and he had other nice things to say about you. He'll repeat them if you'd like.
No, okay, I'll get that check in the mail.
All right, sounds good. Well, we were also talking about when you walk through the grandstand at Gulfstream and everybody says, Pletcher really likes his horse in here. And I said, I don't even know if they know Todd Pletcher, but they all seem to know that you like your horse.
Well, Todd, there's a lot of horses to like, and over the years, I mean, you think about the way you've dominated racing here at Gulfstream Park. I referenced earlier that you're in search of a 14th consecutive championship meet title when racing begins tomorrow. That's unprecedented. What's the key? What makes you so successful here in South Florida? Certainly around the country, but here in South Florida in particular.
Well, I think there's a couple of things. One, you know, the timing of Gulfstream is in a lot of ways very similar to Saratoga. And at Saratoga, you kind of get that first wave of two-year-olds that are getting ready to run. And so they emphasize a lot of two-year-old racing, and our program kind of emphasizes young horses. And Gulfstream, it used to be in January, obviously, it'd be all three-year-old racing, but now starting in December, it'll be two-year-old and three-year-old racing. And so, again, you know, kind of your second wave of two-year-olds is getting ready, and then a lot of the three-year-olds are starting to have either, you know, an allowance prep for hopefully a derby type prep to lead from there. And so I just think the timing of it's part of it, and the Gulfstream emphasizes three-year-old racing, you know, that'll be a fair portion of our stable. But, and in addition to that, I think Gulfstream kind of suits our style of running. Most of our horses get involved in the races, and, you know, we're generally 1-2-3, and that's a pretty effective style over the years at Gulfstream.
Does it give you the option of maybe taking a little bit more time with a horse, knowing that you're going to have so many 2-year-old/3-year-old races here at Gulfstream? So if you've got one that you want to kick out for a while, you don't feel like you're giving up a lot of ground with them?
Yeah, I think, you know, that's something that actually, you know, we do a lot with, and when I say second wave of two-year-olds or three-year-olds, you know, a lot of these horses that will be debuting at Gulfstream are horses that maybe we had earlier in the year, and they came in and May or June or July, and they just, you know, we didn't feel like they were quite ready to really, you know, accelerate in their training and get more serious. And so some of them we will have backed off of then, or some of them will have sent to back to the farm and given a little time off. And then now they're starting to get ready again during this meet. So, and the great thing about Gulfstream generally, you can count on there being a maiden colt and a maiden filly race almost every weekend. And then a lot of times there'll be an allowance race every couple of weekends. And of course, in addition to that, the stake program, and of course being, you know, stabled at Palm Beach Downs kind of gives us the luxury of being able to ship around, and the flights are pretty easy to ship into the fairgrounds or Oaklawn, or even go back to New York if you want. So it kind of puts us in a position where we can get some horses ready and sometimes ship them to some of these derby prep stakes around the country. And, you know, over the years we've had some luck doing that.
Well, Todd, everybody is well aware of the success that you have with your young horses, your two-year-olds and then your three-year-olds in the spring. And you look at what you've accomplished with, let's say, the Florida Derby, for example, where you've won it on three different occasions, starting with Scat Daddy back in 2007. And then I'm just kind of curious, though, when you get a two-year-old into your barn, somebody sends you one and you start looking at them, take me through the progression of what you're looking to do with that horse and the things that you're looking for from a young horse to tell you, okay, this horse is going to fit our program and this horse can really run.
Well, you know, that's a good question. It's an interesting question because we get two-year-olds from a lot of different places throughout the year, and some of them will maybe have prepped at Windstar, or some of them will have prepped at my dad's training center in Ocala, or some of them will have prepped at, you know, various different places. So hopefully a lot of them I've already seen and gotten to be familiar with either from the yearling sales or from those locations when they're kind of getting ready. So I have a little bit of knowledge of them or background on them before they come in. But really, it's just about getting them in and then seeing how they handle us picking up the pace with them a little bit. And I mean, it's not rocket science, but basically, you know, you just kind of start off your breezes at shorter distances and you continue to build them up, and you know, and you're going to see which of those horses are able to handle the added workload, not only physically but mentally as well. And so, you know, a lot of it I think is just about trying to identify what these horses are going to want to do. Are you going to have some horses that are going to want to be early 2-year-olds? Are they going to want to be later 2-year-olds? Are they going to want to be fast 2-year-olds? Are they route horses? Are they grass horses? And just trying to identify what each horse wants to do, I think, is the most important thing you can do as a trainer. And then once you can identify that, then you try to focus on that.
Tell me about a horse that maybe was your most pleasant surprise, where when you first started working with them, you were like, I don't know, maybe not. And then all of a sudden, bam, they turned out to be a really, really good horse.
One horse that comes to mind is an AP Indy horse that I had for Mr. and Mrs. Jones named Master Command, who as an older horse got really good. I think he won the Meadowlands Cup and ran something crazy like a 120 buyer figure. But, you know, as an older horse, he turned out to be really good. As a 2-year-old, I can remember watching him in his first couple of breezes going a quarter of a mile. And he looked like he couldn't get out of a 2-minute clip. Most of the time, those horses don't turn out to be as good as he was, and he actually turned out to be a horse that ran a route of ground and was, you know, showed pace and ran some fast numbers. But, you know, I think a lot of times it can be based on their pedigree. Some of the AP Indy lines, like he was, can be a little slower to come along. And, you know, you have to be careful of condemning some of them too quickly because, you know, they're just not designed or bred to be early types. But, yeah, he would be one that comes to mind, and there's been plenty over the years. But we've also found that more consistently, the really good ones, we know pretty early on. I can remember talking to my dad, driving to Palmetto's one morning. We usually talk pretty early in the morning, and I said, "How's that Johannesburg?" He turned out to be Scat Daddy. How's he training? He said, "This is probably the best horse we've ever had at the farm here." And I was like, wow, you know, I said, it's only December. Are you sure? And he's still a yearling. But a lot of times over the years, More Than Ready and Scat Daddy and even English Channel, even though he was a grass horse, my dad would tell me very early on, he'd identify those as good horses. And it seems like that's most of the time the case. And then you'll occasionally have the later developing ones that don't show it. But really good ones, usually there's no mystery about it.
When I have people ask me about why you're so successful with the babies, I often talk about the fact that you have so many and you can match them up against one another. And I think when you have a lot of good 2-year-olds, the rest of your 2-year-olds that maybe aren't as good, it raises their game. Do you find that to be true?
You know, I think it certainly can, and I don't know, you know, if it works exactly with horses the way it does with humans, but I certainly think, you know, you could argue in athletics that the guys that practice with better players or play against better players makes them better players. And you know, I think you can make the same argument that when you have good 2-year-olds or, you know, a good stable, and you're able to match these horses up in their training, and you know, maybe it can continue to develop and bring along a horse. And if they're challenged by better workmates, it's going to make them work a little harder and maybe get a little fitter. And, you know, it certainly makes it easier for us to identify sort of where we are with the horses when you're able to work horses together. And if, you know, these two colts are working together and you run one of them and he runs really well, you've got a pretty good idea where you are with the other one that's getting ready to run it for the first time. And, you know, a lot of times it works, you know, in the other way too. You can have a couple that you think are breezing pretty good, and you leave one of them over there and they get dusted, and, you know, the whole group might not be as good as you were hoping or thought they would be. So, I do think that's certainly an advantage to having a, you know, a stable of our size, is that we're able to match these horses up in the morning and get a pretty good evaluation on them before we run them.
Trainer Todd Pletcher joining us on Express Bet Radio on the Horse Racing Radio Network. All right, Todd, before we let you go, I know you're typically a very humble person, but what type of morning line should we set on Todd Pletcher winning that 14th consecutive training title here at Gulfstream Park?
I tell you what, I always go into these meets expecting to lose because you've got to keep you hungry. But, I mean, I think we're going to be well represented like always. We've got, you know, a good number of horses. But to be honest with you, I've been disappointed in our two-year-old crop this year, and I was disappointed in our two-year-old crop last year. And, you know, I think that's why we've had pleased with what we've been able to do with the group we've had, but you know, it's been a little bit of an off year for us by our standards, and you know, a lot of it is the two-year-old crop from last year turned three this year, and it just wasn't a very, very deep and strong crop. And this year I thought, you know, we had a little better group of two-year-olds, but you know, no standout superstars. But you know, I am optimistic about a few that we're getting ready to run, and so hopefully you know, this next group is solid.
You hear that, Jude? Todd Pletcher likes his horse.
That's right. You got two in tomorrow. You're starting the meet off with two right away, the first two-year-old race.
Todd, yeah, we appreciate it, my friend.
We've got some that are ready to run, and we gotta get going. I hate to run, you know, any two against each other when I can keep from it, but it's that time of year, and you definitely want to get some of these two-year-olds started while they're still two if you can.
Yeah, you got the Apollo curse to worry about.
Let's hope.
That's right. Let's hope. Well, Todd Pletcher here on HRN. We appreciate it, my friend. Thanks so much for the time, as always, and good luck when you kick things off here tomorrow. We'll be cheering for you.
All right. Thanks very much, guys.